Time for our Wednesday morning conversation. As promised, Lexi Buntrock is here from the Lincoln County Health Department. She's the public health educator. Good morning, Lexi.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here in the studio this morning, Lexi. First of all, what do you do? What is it exactly that you do at the Lincoln County Health Department? What does it take to educate the public about our good health?
I do a variety of things. I go from communicable diseases to educating them on that to our maternal child health program, which is educating families on just how to find the resources that they need and just making sure that they know how to safely provide for their child.
Understood. And it's the kids and parenting that we're going to really concentrate on here this morning. The Community Baby Shower of Lincoln County. The first one was last year. It was held in Merrill. Let's look backward first before we look forward.
Sure.
What was that like? How many people were there? Was it a success? Tell me about the first year. What did you take out of the first year?
Yeah, so our first year was just kind of a pilot, just trying it out in Merrill. We had about 14 different agencies there that served pregnant families and families with young children 0 to 18 months.
Okay.
We didn't know what the turnout would be, and we had 45 families come
okay.
with a total of over 100 people come through.
Okay.
And we every single person, or like every family, I should say, filled out a survey, and we just had great feedback. So we knew it was something, if we were able to, we wanted to continue and to expand.
Chances are there were people, especially here from northern Lincoln County, that might not have been able to make it. And so that's why year number two, you got a grant.
Yep.
Do we owe any thanks to anybody for that?
I don't know where the grant necessarily
okay.
is from. Sorry.
That's okay. I didn't mean to put you on the spot
yeah.
there. But because of a grant, you're able to expand this, and now you're going to move it to here in Tomahawk as well.
Yep, correct.
Merrill's going to be coming up again in October, and I'm sure you'll keep us up to date on when that is. But
yep.
The one that's coming here to Tomahawk now this spring is going to be Thursday, May 30th. So pregnant families, or if you have a kid 0 to 1.5 years old, this is going to be something. I've read all the notes. Families, you're not going to want to miss this. I promise you. Thursday, May 30th from 3 o'clock till 5 o'clock. It's happening at the St. Mary Corpus Christi Center in Washington here in Tomahawk. Moving here to Tomahawk with this, what can people expect here? You told me before we turn on the microphones, you already have 14 different booths filled, mm-hmm. and there are room for more. And people that want to participate, if they have something to offer for pregnant families or families with small kids, I'm sure you'd like to hear from them. So what are you looking for?
Yeah, definitely. So things that we already have, we're having someone come and do CPR and choking demos. They're only going to be there from 4 to 5. The rest of the services will be there the whole time. We have finding and starting up childcare, which is a major issue in our area.
Yeah.
safe sleep education, healthy homes and how to just keep your house safe, immunizations, we're just giving recommendations on them.
Okay.
And education. That'll be through the health department. Then there'll be mental health and well-being for focusing more on the mom, because
yeah.
that's a hard time,
right?
Or the whole family in general. We have chiropractors, developmental milestones. We'll have WIC, so your nutrition supplement program, breastfeeding support, early literacy, and even just like public assistance or housing assistance. So if you need help findings.
So the bottom line is, especially for younger families, I would think this is going to be a huge help, especially to young moms and young families just starting out for the first time. If you've been there and done that, though, this is going to have some for them, too.
Yep, absolutely. I know getting this started last year, I was a brand new mom myself, and I learned some stuff here, too, and many of these were our community partners, so it was very educational.
Congratulations. Is the baby going to be at the shows here with mom this year?
Probably.
Yeah, okay. I want to go just not necessarily every single topic here, but
sure.
The CPR and choking demos, that's going to be from 4 until 5 only. So why is that such a highlighted thing here? In fact, it's right on top of the list. Is that something that's a common thing?
I think it's maybe not as common, or like people don't always get that education, so I want to make sure people get
okay.
that education.
So just in case you're in the high chair and something isn't going down the right way, you got to know what to do.
Yes, exactly.
And you don't want to panic.
Yep, and this isn't like a whole course. It's just demos.
Tips.
So, it's just, it's good to know. So you're ready.
Let's talk about the child care situation. My grandson, 18 months old, and he's with grandma today back at home. And so today is going to be grandpa afternoon for me, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm very glad that we get to have our grandson once a day or once a week and for a full day. But he's in daycare. Daycare has a lot of good things and a lot of not so good things, let's face it. Mm-hmm. kids get sick a lot at daycare. We know that.
Absolutely.
So I would assume that we're going to help parents learn how to keep their kids healthy in those daycare situations. But
yep.
as far as finding daycare, mm-hmm. Rentals and daycare here in Lincoln County are two things that we are in very short supply of. How crucial is the need for good daycares here in Lincoln County?
It's huge because, sometimes you have... Or this really looks at having like those licensed daycares that are regulated and certified to make sure they are safe and being kept up on. And they'll also be, it's Children's of Wisconsin, Child Caring of Wisconsin. They'll be helping just if someone wants to start up daycare in their own home, they'll help with that as well.
So if somebody really wanted to do that, it's probably something that would be very popular.
Yeah, there would be a need. It would be filled.
You got to do it the right way, though. It's so important with these youngsters. You got to do it the right way so there's education for starting a daycare. And as far as finding one, how do you help people find one?
Yeah, like I said, that is child caring. They'll be there, so they'll be able to tell you more.
They'll be able to take care of that there. So there must be some hints as to how to, get into a daycare more sooner than not. Safe sleep education. We also talked before we went on the air. There was a spat of sleeping deaths down in the Milwaukee area, especially a couple years back. I haven't heard any more about that. So hopefully just that making the news all the time. Just going to sleep at night can be dangerous for a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do it the right way. So you're going to have some education on that too. What were some of the highlights of last year's show in Merrill? What were some of the most popular things that you had at last year's show?
Definitely the CPR and choking demos. People came just for that. A lot of people learned about the safe sleep. I don't think everyone knows all the aspects to the safe sleep.
Okay.
So people found that really educational. We also had lead in homes, because if you have a home built before 1978, it could have lead paint, and that could be detrimental to your child's development.
Right.
So we had education on that, and I think we had a lot of feedback that not a lot of people knew about that.
I'm sure breastfeeding is always an issue, especially with newer moms, and so good education on that as well. Early literacy. Now, that really piques my interest here, Lexi, because I've always been taught that it's never too early to start reading to a baby. And there will be some, back in another radio life, just to expand on that just a little bit. I had a program called The Weather Kid of the Week.
Oh.
And a little kid would come in and read the weather forecast with all the big words, precipitation and all that kind of stuff. And I could always tell the kids that were read to very early. Kids that are read to early get such a huge head start once they start school. And there's going to be some stats to back that up, I'll bet.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, so that's very important also. And just getting some help these days. Let's face it, it's tough out there for a lot of folks right now. And assistance is available, but you got to know how to go about it, right?
Yep, absolutely. I even I did pull a stat too that I might have missed it, but it's like I think if you have two children in your home, 25% of your income is going towards childcare right now.
Yeah.
So even just that stat alone, that's like the average household in Lincoln County. Everyone's struggling in some sense.
Yeah. Even the housing, just finding, like I said earlier, finding a rental in Lincoln County is near impossible. And so, what are you going to do? I mean, if there's no rentals, what are you going to do? You got to have some way to figure that out, and there'll be some help.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. The other nice thing is, I know how much diapers cost. I know how much the wipes and all that stuff cost. Boy, that really starts to add up. And this is where this show, did you have these care packages last year as well?
Yes, I think that was a good selling point last year too. Because every participant that comes, they'll receive a care package that has diapers, wipes, starter toothbrush. I don't have it on here, but it has a sleep sack for that safe sleep. And then also a child's book. I might be missing a few things, but kind of just hitting on the different topics.
A goodie bag.
Yes.
And it's absolutely free.
Yep.
Doesn't cost anything to get into this show either.
Nope.
Okay. And it's expanded. We don't want people in Merrill to think that the one in October is going away. That's still going to be there in October.
Correct.
This is a chance to be here this spring here in northern Lincoln County now. What about... anybody's available to come in. It's not just for young families. Anybody that's wants to know more about how to take care of a kid, I would assume would be welcome, right?
Correct.
What about the care packages? That's going to be while supplies last. I hope that we save those for the parents that are there that really, really need them.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
That's
a
good thing, too. What else do we need to know, Lexi?
If you're unable to attend for any reasons, let's say you have a barrier of any sort, just reach out to me, Lexi Buntrock. My number is 715-539-1376. 74. Others, you can just call the health department and ask for me as well. Same goes for if you're just an agency or group that serves this population and would like a booth, you could reach out to me as well. The sooner I know that, the better, just so I can help coordinate things.
So there's 14 booths already spoken for, but you have room for more. And even at the very last minute, if somebody says, I wasn't sure if I was going to be here, but I want to be a part of that, you'll even, last minute folks are okay too.
Yep, I can squeak them in.
All right. How's our general health here in Lincoln County, Lexi? We doing okay?
Okay, at the moment.
Yeah, at the moment, anyway.
Yeah, disease is down pretty, or we're doing pretty well at the moment.
And, good deal.
You know, there always is. I did have data, too, that kind of got me to this, that, where is it, 69.2% of women were pregnant, who, before they were pregnant, were either obese or overweight. So that was another reason what kind of led us to this is, because when you're, you know, when you are overweight or obese before you become pregnant, that just adds extra stress to your body. So kind of just trying to address those types of things too. That's why we have the nutrition.
I would also assume that mom wants her baby to be as healthy as possible as soon as it arrives. And so there's a lot of things that I don't think this is general knowledge for a lot of people. So I'm really glad this is here. Even if you're just because you're female, this stuff doesn't just come automatic, does it?
No, I didn't think so.
And it certainly doesn't come automatic to a lot of guys. Dads, you need to be there, too, if you're an expecting dad. Was it a pretty good mix of male and female last year? Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that the dads are stepping up to the plate. That's good news. Lexi, I'm going to give you some last words here if you want to take them. We just want to reiterate Thursday, May 30th at the Corpus Christi Center from 3 until 5. But again, that choking and CPR demonstration is from 4 until 5 only. So if you can only be there for a little while, and you definitely want to know about that, you can't do CPR the same way on a baby as you can on a grown-up.
Yep.
That's a fact. And if you do it the wrong way, you can hurt that kid even worse. So get the right way to do it. Again, 3 until 5, Thursday, May 30th at the Corpus Christi Center. And everybody that comes is going to get a care package, diapers, wipes, and a whole lot more in there while the supplies last. Lexi, I think this is something that is very awesome that our health department is doing. Thanks to whoever wrote that grant and whoever came through with the grant with the funds to make this possible. Boy, thank you to them, too. And young parents, older parents, it's for you. Hope you're going to take advantage of that. Lexi, and thank you very, very much for being out in front of this thing and putting it on for us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you very much. Lexi Buntrock from the Lincoln County Health Department. She's our public health educator here in Lincoln County.